Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semra. Welcome back. I am excited to have online with me someone I really admire. She's someone that is not only knowledgeable, but puts her knowledge to use all around the world. I'm really happy to have online with us Dr. Jessica Fuglesang from World Vets, among many other wonderful endeavors she's involved with. Dr. Jessica Fuglesang, tell us about World Vets.
World Vets is an international veterinary aid organization. So it's actually started by Dr. Kathy King, who is a vet in Fargo, and she was on vacation in Mexico and was just really taken by how difficult it was for the animals there. They weren't getting the care that they needed. So she started this in 2006 with a little coffee can on her desk, asking people for donations. And now we send teams to 36 countries. We have probably 50 or 60 groups a year that go all over the world providing spay-neuter services and health care. It's fantastic.
And now I know you as Dr. V, so I'm stumbling trying to say Dr. Jessica. So I'm going to say Dr. V.
Dr. V is fine.
Yeah. Now, when did you, get that bug to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to go into areas that maybe don't have all the tools that you're used to dealing with? And what are some of those biggest challenges when you go to those areas?
Well, the way that we have it set up, it's actually nice because we bring everything that we need, so we're not relying on local groups to have to provide things for us. But honestly, one of the biggest challenges is just getting through customs. I mean, I had a friend, a poor woman, got taken into a back room by Nicaraguan customs agents, and they were threatening to throw her in jail, and it's like all this crazy stuff. You know, even if you have all the paperwork right, just learning, like, oh, this is a country that you have to kind of grease the palms, or if you're not supposed to grease their palms, and it's just kind of some nutty stories for just trying to get the drugs across the border. Like, we're not trying to smuggle drugs, we just want to help your animals.
Now, what have been some of the trips that you've been on?
I have been with World Vets. I have gone to Tanzania, which is, we were on a donkey project with the Maasai warriors, which is pretty incredible. And then I've done two trips with them down to Grenada, Nicaragua, which was a small animal spay-neuter program, the teaching program. And I've also done disaster response training with them, which is pretty incredible. We were setting up a team to do international disaster response.
What's the thing that strikes you the most when you're out there in these different countries?
I think the thing that strikes me the most is that you would assume that there's going to be all this massive culture shock, and to a certain extent there is, but at the end of the day, you know, people are the same, animals are the same, a dog is a dog, regardless of whether it's an African dog or a Wisconsin dog. People love their animals, and they might express that in different ways, but at the end of the day, everybody wants to do what's right by them, and we help people with those tools, which is why it's been so rewarding for me.
As an organization, what are some of the biggest challenges that you see around the world for pets?
And some of the biggest challenges is really one that people just don't necessarily know, particularly when you're in a third world country and people are struggling just to get by themselves. It's sometimes hard to convince them that it's worthwhile to take care of their animals as well. And one of the big things to emphasize in those situations is it's not that we're trying to put the health of the animal above the health of the human populations. It's complementary. If you have an animal who's sick, and you talk about rabies, it kills 50,000 people a year. We don't think about that in the States because we have a good rabies eradication program. But these are the helping animals helps the people as well.
Now, when you were there working with the donkeys, what kind of experience is that?
It was amazing, because we're out in the middle of nowhere. You know, they're using the side with no shoes, but they have cell phones. They're walking around and bringing their donkeys in. And you have to convince them that it's worthwhile to take care of these donkeys. And they're beasts of burden, so if they have appropriate care, they're going to be better workers. And so that was kind of how we had to frame it to these folks in order to get them to agree to the care. But they were just, lovely people. They were very, very funny. There was one chief who wanted to buy me. Like, he was making offers. I don't remember what he ended up coming in with, but I guess it was a good offer. He wanted to offer them, like, 50 cows or something. But fortunately, the person in charge was like, no, no, no. We're just here for donkeys. We're not selling our vests today. Maybe next time.
Oh, my gosh. That is that's quite a story. I'm sure your husband says you're priceless. So,
like, how much again?
Yeah. When you're thinking about and planning these trips, what are some of the things that have to go into that thought process for World Vets?
There's many things, because the volunteers pay their own way. So logistics is an issue. You know, if you have a great program, but it costs $5,000 to get there, you're going to have a hard time finding volunteers. So that's one. The other one is, do we have buy-in from the local organization? I mean, you don't want to go somewhere where you're not wanted. I mean, you want the local community organizations to work with you. You want the community to be excited about the work that you're doing. I mean, it's very important to us that we not be some fly-by-night group that comes in, does a bunch of stuff, and leaves. You know, we're about building lasting relationships with the community, and that's what's been particularly rewarding about the work that we do in Central America, because most of those projects now have been going on for many years, and we've seen substantial differences in the health of the community, and that's what makes it all worthwhile.
For those who want to help the cause, where can they find more information?
Go to www.worldvets.org, and that has everything about how you can help, how to donate, our shop, all the trips. If you're interested in volunteering, it's a great website, a great organization, and I'm super excited to be a part of it.
It really is a great organization with a tremendous mission. So important, bringing not only your expertise, but your knowledge to all these different areas. Really appreciate your efforts. Can't wait to hear more stories as you do more of these trips and interventions, if you will. So thank you for all that you're doing. Looking forward to hearing more. We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, friends. Robert Semro for Pet World Insider. Did you know that Pet World Insider is more than a great radio show? It's also a great resource of information for pet owners. Check us out online at PetWorldInsider.com for more audio and video segments, articles by pet experts, and so much more. You can also stay up to date with us on social media at Pet World Insider for both Twitter and Facebook, and visit us at PetWorldInsider.com.